All right, we welcome our baseball analyst, the official baseball analyst of the Rocon Show with Anna DeBlantis to the fold and to WGN, Mr. Kerry Wood, one of the most exciting pitchers in the history of Cubs baseball, maybe in the history of baseball.
Hey, Kerry.
Maybe.
Welcome aboard.
Hey, listen to this introduction. I love it.
Yeah, we'll just keep it going like that.
Just keep that going for the next few minutes, please.
Yeah. Well, we got, you know, it's good. This is how we do. This is how we take care of our, we do a lot of self-congratulation on this show, and that's the way.
Somebody's got to do it, right?
Someone signed up.
Yeah, exactly.
We got to come up with a theme song for Kerry. Let's work on that. Don't you think he needs like an intro song?
Yeah, what would you know? Because you played in a moment where the walkout song wasn't de rigueur.
My generation, we were told that Wrigley, they never wanted any player to dictate what came out of the speakers.
Hmm. So if you were to do it today, what would you do?
Yeah.
I don't know. I kind of liked when I closed, they played it a few times, but they only had that one indoor-outdoor speaker on the scoreboard that worked. So they played Welcome to the Jungle.
Oh.
But you couldn't hear it.
Let's do that. That's a good one, by the way.
I figured the Ivy, I tried to play. I don't know.
Yeah, I like
it. I was new to the walkout song game.
So Welcome to the Jungle. All right, the Cubs. We have such high anticipation for the Cubs this year. And, I don't think since probably, was it 2004, right? There was a year that everybody was predicting the Cubs were going to do something.
Yeah.
But this is a much differently constructed team. And they've also added by subtraction, too, because they've hurt St. Louis in this process. What do you think is the most, what will we be surprised by this year, do you think, by the Cubs?
I don't know if there's anything, if the Cubs can ever surprise you anymore. I think... I wouldn't be surprised if they won 105 games. They could do anything. The talent level in this team is off the charts, and the makeup is even higher. And from leadership, from top to bottom, all the way across the board, the team is set up to be successful. And it's just going to be fun to watch. So I got a chance to spend a few weeks out there with them in spring training, and these guys are just they're in a good spot right now. So they all look great. It's going to be a fun summer.
What do you make of the people that are sitting around complaining that that Coach Madden is, or Manager Madden in this case, is making it too circusy, is making it too much fun? They've got like ventriloquists,
right,
and tightrope walkers, and they're getting shiatsu massages. What do you make of
I
all
like
of
the
that?
Pajama party thing. I thought that was a nice touch last season.
This is what he does. He did it in Tampa and turned that organization around, and he makes it fun. Not that it's not fun to come to the ballpark, but on a 162 game regular season, counting spring training and postseason, you're talking at, it's crazy amount of games and how many days you're at the field. So he just makes it fun, and the guys feed off of it, and I think it's great. They talk about fine line. If you go out and win, no one cares.
Mm-hmm.
You're having fun. If you go out and you lose, then it looks like you don't care or you're having too much fun. So these guys are going to go out and back it up. They did it last year. They had fun, and they're young, they're hungry, and they're really, really good.
Kerry, Jake Arrieta, Cy Young winning Jake Arrieta, is coming off just an absolutely dominant season. One of the best second halves we've ever seen, going 12-1 with a sub-1 ERA. How hard is it, especially now with video and analytics and things like that, for pitchers to repeat seasons like that and have continued success from season to season with hitters now having so much data and information at their hands?
Well, first of all, it'll never be done again because it was never done before he did it.
Mm-hmm.
So if for anyone to expect him to go out and do what he did last year, even for a half a season, is in my mind unrealistic. The guy was out of his mind last year. And, yeah, he's at that level. He can get off to a great start and do that again. But for expectations to be to where we expect him to go out and do that year in and year out, it's unrealistic. But this guy's an animal. He's in great shape. expect huge things out of him again. But again, I think we got to let these guys go out and get it started. And there's so much hype and so much talk, and it's fun. I mean, that's what going deep into the postseason with that team last year is going to do for them and did for them this offseason. There's a lot of hype around this team, and rightfully so.
Did you see the story this week about Apple combining with Major League Baseball? They're gonna do a deal where they put the iPad Pros in the dugouts to give all sorts of data to coaching staff and that kind of thing. I mean, it's unbelievable. They even come up with an app for Major League Baseball that will, you can tell how a batter is tend to swing against a certain pitcher and that kind of thing. Is that going to change the game, do you think, Kerry, or is this just sort of another tool?
I think it kind of already has. The data that's out there, it's just the endless amount of data that you can get as a player, as a staff member. It can be too much at times. If you don't know what you're looking at or how to use the program, then it's not going to help you and actually can hurt you to an extent. But I think the amount of information that's out there and the team of people that we have in our organization that get these systems running and let these play, and the players just come in, they say, I want to see this, I want to see certain, you know, so-and-so breaking balls from this guy, I want to see this, I want to see where his arm angle is. Boom, they'll pull up 6-75 pitches in a row of that guy throwing that pitch. Mm-hmm. So there's a team of guys and team of video people and personnel in our organization and a lot of organizations, most of them actually, and the amount of information is just endless.
If there's one place that you think the Cubs have truly improved themselves, where would that be?
I'm not sure if I can think of a place where they haven't improved themselves. I mean, they've gotten better all the way around. Zobrist is huge for this team. And then not even talking organizationally, you talk about what we've done in the minor leagues and how we've just revamped the whole organization, but moves on the big league roster. I think Lackey is huge for me. Lackey came off of almost 198 innings, 200 innings pitched in 14, and last year racked up almost 220 innings with a sub-3 ERA, and this guy's looking to be our number three guy in the rotation. This guy's a stud, and he's going to chew up innings, and he's going to save our arms and our bullpen, which we're going to need down the stretch. So Lackey is going to be a huge piece. And I honestly expect good things out of Hamill and big things out of Hendricks this year. I think Hendricks made huge strides last year, got 180-plus innings under his belt last year, and is only getting better.
The outfield, too, I think, it's a series of improvements. And, again, addition by subtraction, because anything that can hurt the St. Louis hated, feared, dreaded Cardinals is okay with me. Whatever does damage to them, I'm all right with. Hey, let me ask you, let's move over to the South Side for a second here. What did you make of the trouble that's now sort of started, and we don't know if it's continuing on in the locker room with the White Sox? Obviously, you know, you go back to, you know, this trouble with the kid a couple of weeks ago. But is that going to be the sort of thing that can hang over into a season in a major league locker room?
Well, I think people in charge over there and players know that has to get talked about. That has to be – they got to sit down and talk about it, and they can't let that go into the season. And I'm sure they have. If they haven't, they're going to very soon before the season starts. But, again, I don't know what happened with the negotiations and what was said during the contract. And apparently his kid was told he was going to have him there every day, and that was part of the gig. But I don't know what went on behind closed doors and in the talks, but – as far as a team standpoint in the locker room, that definitely has to be talked about, and I would think all hashed out before the start of this season, and everybody's got to be okay with it.
Kerry, to spring training, you go back to Jake Arrieta. He made his first spring start almost 2-3 weeks ago, and he said he felt ready for the regular season. Now, on the other side, you have a player like Matt Latos, who's in the back end of rotation for the White Sox, and he doesn't even seem like he's ready to take the mound in a regular season game. What was your mindset this time of the year after a month out in the desert? Were you itching to get out, or was it sort of a season by season basis?
Itching to get out. As a starter, you've tapered down that last start, and you haven't gone. You've kind of tapered your last start, cut an inning or two short, and getting ready for that first one. So you're definitely itching to get out of there, and that's why you see the goofiness get. Although our camp was goofy most of the time, which was fun, but you usually get a little more goofy towards the end, a little more impatient. Sometimes guys get a little more heated and things towards the end of camp, just because guys are just tired of being there for 6-7 weeks. A lot of guys get there before camp, so they've been there for 8 weeks. So. At the end of the season, at the end of spring training, you're ready. You're itching to get out of there.
So it's kind of interesting because, you know, you get up here and it gets colder very quickly. I mean, we just had a situation where it's 65 degrees here right now. It's going to be in the 40s tonight. That wind turns off the lake. Talk a little bit about what that means. Chicago baseball in April, it's hard to come out hot as a team when, you know, you're playing half your games in, you know, kind of almost Arctic conditions.
It is, but again, if you know that you're a player that's done this year after year, and I thought we got up to a pretty darn good start last year for a team coming out early in the season. We always got off to rough starts. It seems like notoriously the Cubs get off to a rough start, and that's tough to do when it should be an advantage to the team that plays at home. We should be used to the wind howling in for, you know, the first month and a half, 2 months of the season. It's going to be cold and a lot of one run, two run games. So I thought we handled the weather great last year and played pretty well the first couple months of the season. And I think those months are huge for us to get off to at least a decent start. I always thought if we were close to 500 or a little bit above 500 around the break, we were in a good spot. So you can never count out St. Louis, even though we took a couple of their best players. St. Louis is always going to be there, but it's definitely an opportunity to take advantage of the cold weather the first couple months.
Who else are you worried about in the National League right now?
Well, we're in the toughest division in baseball, in my opinion, and we saw it last year. So, but it's going to make us better. We're a younger team than the other two. They're pushing us, and they're going to make us a better team. And we saw these young kids step up last year and put a beating on those Cardinals in the playoffs, which was awesome to see. And so it gave us a lot of confidence. So I'm looking forward to these matchups this year for sure.
All right. Well, Kerry Wood, welcome to the jungle. Thank you for being with us.
Thanks, Kerry.
And thank you for joining the Rokan Show with Anne DeVlon. You can hear Kerry every week throughout the spring, into the summer, into the fall, and hopefully well into the fall as we talk about baseball and life in
Let's
general.
Turn that up a little bit, yeah. Huh? Right, Kerry?
Awesome.
All right, there you go.
Okay, guys.
Thank you, Kerry.
Thanks, Kerry.
Kick it! Kick it hard! The Atlanta Powder Medic has got the WGN traffic trouble spots right now.